Please make some serious noise. It's a pleasure to have him here. Good music artist, Banj. Woo! What's happening?
I'm the Banj, Oski Banj, like my Jamaican friends call me. Capella, like my South Africans call me. Mensa, like my Ghanaians call me. Freaky in Liberia. Sonko in Kenya. Osinawata Burugara ya one.
Do you know what?
You're beautiful.
I'm not talking. Thank you very much. You just take over the show because you, aside from being a sick artist, you are entertaining.
Oh, shit.
I remember briefly meeting you at the Mobos and everyone that spoke to you was like, that guy's on fire, you know. He's too funny. So, hey, how's London treating you?
Oh, my. London is London. London. Oh, coconuts. Happy New Year, I must say, London. What can I say? Oh, shit means thank you.
Okay.
You know, in my language.
Yes.
So I say a big thank you to the love that and support that I've received from London. I say that I've been here like a couple of days now and it feels like I'm in Africa. It feels like I'm in Nigeria because I'm listening to you on the radio and switching and playing Oliver Twist and I'm hearing it like, oh, okay.
Oliver Twist is
now,
sick.
Liberty, Labata.
You have smashed
it. I must say thank you. Everyone, before I got here, everyone on my Twitter is telling me, listen, the band, you must see this Coconut Max. She's been playing you. She's been supporting you. I say yes. Now, Africa, let me tell you, I've seen the Coconut, and yes, she's beautiful, and she's so endowed.
Thank you. Like, that's a nice thing to say. Now, for all of you that are listening that are thinking, I know there's a lot of fans that are listening right now, but there's a lot of new fans too. Just so that you know, this man has been in the game for a while. You've had, what was it, four albums?
Oh, yeah, three albums.
For three albums, yeah. Your fourth one coming. Here is some of Da Banj's work, okay? So get used to him.
When you done make me fall in love, fall in love, oh, fall in love. Snoop to your double cheek, let them know what. Girl, if you want to floss, never with a boss. You know how to ball, don't have to love more. Yeah, I will be your scapegoat on it, cause you can do for me. You can be breakthrough, baby.
We know what we're doing to Banj. He's the biggest African artist right now. He's now just one of the biggest artists per se, good music artists, Da Banj up in the building. How did that feel?
Oh man, I'm still looking. I'm like, where is he? Right there. Okay, I'm the one.
Da Banj, like, just run off so people know, like, like if you were in Nigeria right now,
yeah,
and you was walking down the street, like, what would happen?
I wouldn't be able to walk.
What would happen? Would you get rushed?
Yeah, you'd be confused.
Yeah.
No, you'll be rushed too if you.
I wouldn't.
Were to walk.
No, I don't think I would.
Look how beautiful you are. You'll be.
I just get rushed by a few little like pervy guys who try and get the number and then they keep it moving.
Oh.
Whereas you would get rushed by people that genuinely love your music.
No, I'll be rushed by the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. How does it feel to be obviously loved so much at home and then to come over to London? I know you've been in America recently as well, LA, and everyone is all of a sudden like totally feeling your music and what you're doing.
For me, I say I'm very, very humbled, and it's a big privilege. It's a charity that begins at home, and I actually started here. I met my producer, Don Jazzy, here
in London. I love that, because every track you would say, Don Jazzy.
Yeah, that's like, it's Don Jazzy again. Yeah, so I met Don Jazzy here in London a long time ago, and then we went back to Nigeria, Africa, and then for me to come back to London and see the love and the support, and also go to Europe and go to America and see the love. I'm only just more, you know, I'm more gingered. I'm ready right now.
You're the cocoa master,
I'm
right?
I'm ready to do more
cocoa
work.
Master.
To go back.
Before you became the cocoa master, right, and you were in London, I hear you did a 9-to-5.
Oh, yes.
Okay, can you tell me what you was doing, please?
Yes, I was a security guard, officer, 7-to-7, 12 shift. Don't joke around now. London, stand up now. Don't mess around with me now. I resume early and I do my job. Very, very energetic. I would do overshift sometimes.
Were you? So you were like security?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do clubs, bars? What did you do?
No. Look at me. I'm not big enough. I went at construction sites, mostly.
Did you?
Yeah, mostly.
What was that like?
Very inspiring. Because I always had my headphones on and I used to pray. I remember that time I used to pray. I should be, Craig David. Hey, Craig David. And I was like, then after doing 9-to-5, you get to go to the studio and then see so many people come to the studio. Then I used to, you know, be with Don Jazzy, JGC, Big Brothers, and I see everybody coming from Lamar and people coming, but they don't know me.
Oh, so Lamar. And Big Brothers is in the one that had the
Brothers,
girls and the boys.
Yeah, J-Rock, everybody.
Okay,
and then,
all right.
That time, Da Banj.
No, Da Banj.
No,
who were you then?
Guard.
Who were you then?
That one, I was D.
D. D, the security guard.
With some, a lot of ginger, a lot of potential.
Really? And you'd say to one of them, one day, you lot, one day.
I didn't even just say, I just continued what I, you know, I believed in, which is do what you know how to do best. Which
I
is
think that's sick because it just shows you, right? Like all those years ago, you're security on a building site, and now look at you, you're wearing a big old diamond cross. Where's
Hallelujah.
Your good music piece?
Kept in the vault.
Oh, because I was going to say, every good music artist has to wear a good music piece, right?
Yes, mine is kept in the vault, because this is so impromptu. I came here because, obviously, I heard about... okay, I'm going to say Vanessa.
Big up to Vanessa. We love Vanessa.
Big up. She's been like, you must come. I said, listen, I'm going straight to America. I have my first concert in New York, February 19th.
Ooh, exciting.
Knife Nation, and I'm like, I have to go and prepare for it. And she's like, pass through London. Just 2 days. And now I'm stuck. Like, I'm here now.
She's a sweetie, though. You've got a hot girl with you. You can't moan about that, right?
I know.
Are you behaving yourself?
Yeah, of course. Everywhere I go now, I see a lot of people now. They know me in the London Extra. Yeah. I say, wait. They say, Vanessa, your publicist. Yeah. Oh, you should come. Are you a model? You should come. I say, okay. Vanessa. And I say a big thank you to her and a big thank you to people like her that are supporting the likes of us from where we are coming from, believing in us. And generally, I think that's what we need, you know, as artists and as... entertainers, we just need people to carry us along, people to support us and say, listen, this is what you can do. And now that I'm here, I'm actually shooting the video all over Twitter.
Can you stop there? We're going to talk about that in a bit, because I know Mr. West is in London as well.
Yes.
So we want to know all about this Oliver Twist video. Let's drop Mr. West. He's your boss.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you about the boss. We've got loads of questions too. Dabanja's in the building. It's Choice Monster features Nikki, also Jay-Z on the remix. All right, Dabanja, loads of questions for you, but before we get into them, one question that keeps coming up a lot is Kanye West.
Yes.
You West are part of good music.
Yes, I am.
How does that feel?
Three go sack. Let me say, first of all, good music. How do I look? Look at me now. Hey, look at me now. In fact, I'm speechless. In the words of Michael Jackson, I must say, I met Kanye West in Dubai last year. I ran into him at the airport and I played some of my music.
Hold up. If you bump into Kanye in the airport, how does it go from a hello, goodbye to, hold up, I want you to listen to my music?
Actually, I didn't even say that. I was just trying to just go straight, but I'll tell you now, I was leaving Dubai. I went for a concert and I was leaving and I got to the first class lounge, Emirates, and I came down with my bodyguards and my PAs.
Oh, so you look like he's legit. He looks important.
I look like the bunch, you know? And the hairstress ran to me with a plaque saying Kanye West on it.
Yeah.
So she ran up to me.
Oh, she thought you were Kanye.
Yeah, she thought I was Kanye. And I was like, Kanye West? I'm not Kanye West, I'm the bunch. But I told my manager, I said, listen, that means Kanye West is coming. Everybody, eyes open. And then while we were there, we just saw someone, some fans. I said, my PA said, listen, Kanye, that's Kanye. I'm going. I said, you're going? Be careful. You know, Kanye. He said, don't worry, I'm going.
It's quite scary to go up to him, because even though you want to, he's so guarded by so many people and you don't know if he's going to dish you or not.
That's why I say it's only God, because all I know is he went and 5 minutes later he came back and he said, he wants you to come. And I was like, don't joke with me. He said, no, I'm not joking. And then we got there and I gave him my songs to listen and we spent like 40 minutes.
Wicked. Did you miss a flight?
Almost. I had to send 2 people back. I said, go and tell them to wait. I'm telling you now, I'm very, this is important. This is a matter of life and death.
All right, so seriously, like at that point, are you thinking, boy, something's going to happen? Or do you think when you leave him, this is just going to be like that? Because you just don't know, do you?
Truthfully, I thought that that's it.
Yeah.
Because he was off to Paris and I was going to Nigeria and I'm like, please. If someone met me up, you know, at the airport, I could get the number, I could get the, but I'm not sure I would even, you know, pick up or call. Yeah. So that's why when we got to America in January, we tried to reach him for 3 days, but it was also promoting the album, so it was everywhere. And I'm like, he just released his album, that means I will never get to see him, not this time, because I know how busy it is when I release my album back home, so no one can see me. Anybody that wants to see me, you must support me, you understand?
Were you nervous? Were you thinking, oh, it ain't going to happen, it's not going to happen?
I was, yes, very nervous, actually. I was, but I... Coming from where I'm from, knowing full well that, you know, I believe that I didn't, everything that happens for a reason.
You thought you'd be persistent.
I know that even if I don't see him now, I'll see him again. Something will happen and I'm not sure. If I see him, I'll shout, West from Africa. Yes, you know me, I saw you before. You remember me now? Yes, I'm the one in the building.
Love
it. And the third day, they send us a mail, because Kanye doesn't use a phone. So we sent the mail saying, Kanye will see you today at Sister Studio.
Wow.
And I got there and I saw Ellie Reed.
Wow, okay. I love this. This is exciting.
A lot of people, and I went back. I said, ha, Mama Africa, ha, Everybody, please pray for me. Let's do this. And then went in and I listened to all my songs from Fall in Love to Scapegoat to Give It to Me Now to Endowed. And yeah. Then, and that's the rest.
Do you know what? I saw when you were signing to Good Music and there was a video on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what I loved about you? Because when you walked in with your people, it was quite intimidating.
Yeah.
I think Kanye was there on his iPad or his laptop. Jay was sitting down. Yeah. And there were loads of different people. They all looked quite intense in their own world. And then you're about to have a picture or whatever you guys are, and Kanye's still sitting. And do you know what? You just were like so loud and proud, and you just were like, bam. And then he had to get off his seat and he vibed off you.
Oh, yeah.
I raised you because I think I would have felt so nervous because everybody was so quiet.
Everyone was there. Everyone. Kid Cudi, Pusha T, you know, Tata, Universal, everybody. Jay-Z.
And how have they made you feel like, see, Kanye, sometimes people sign to artists and then they kind of like, we don't know if they're really actually working with them. Mm-hmm. How close do you feel to Kanye, for example?
Wow. How close? I can just tell you some things, but believe you me. Yeah. That the thing about it is, he's such a creative genius that for me, what surprised me was the fact that he kind of understood where I was coming from. I understood the fact that, listen, I don't want to change your style of music. I just want to make sure that, you know, I understand how you're doing it. And the way he talks and the way he even produces, since I've met him, I was in the studio. I was privileged to be in the studio while I was working on Watch the Throne album.
Okay.
And believe you me, I know that this, my new album, is going to be a different one. Because the whole work ethic is a workaholic.
Yeah, he is.
So he's a perfectionist. And that, for me, who else to, you know, be
back? Definitely. No, congratulations. Musically, he's a genius.
He is.
Sometimes he goes a little bit nuts.
Those are the ones that I want to go now.
But you know what my mum always says? Every genius has a little bit of madness.
I'm telling you, I want to see my own now. Bring it out. They call me Africa Michael Jackson. I want to show my own now.
All right, listen, before we get these questions, there is an artist in the UK called Sneakbo. He's like one of our biggest underground MCs. He's really sick. Oh. He's a huge fan of yours. Got same sort of background. He's from Nigeria too. We're going to play his version. Before we play yours, we're going to play yours later. He's done his own version of Oliver Twist.
Oh, shit.
He did it as a bit of a Mac special. Have a listen and see what you think. Yeah, you
like
up for this?
Already.
You're going to be real though.
I like it already.
You're going to be real if you don't like
course,
it.
Of course.
You sure?
You know me now.
All right, I think this is a smash. Sneakbo, Oliver Twist, the band choice. Max, also the band is up in the building. That's your track.
Boop, 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 boop. Sneakbo, top bad. If I must meet this guy, actually.
All right, Oliver Twist. What does it feel like to hear somebody else in your tune?
In fact, this is London style. I like it. I like it. I like his voice. And like some punchlines. I like the way he vibed and the way he played with everything. And
you want to say what's up to him?
I don't mind. Come on.
Sneakbo. Hello. What's up?
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Say what's up to the band, because I know you're a fan. Say what's up.
Yo, the band, you're right.
Hey,
yeah.
Sneakbo, top bad. My brother Alpha.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
I thank you so much. Max says that you're such a big fan. And if I see the way you covered this Oliver Twist, in fact, this your remix is a real remix. Too bad.
Trust me, man.
Well done. And also, I want